views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie, Arthur, and Art, and Mr. Hoffman, and Artie Hoffman, and all of us are here to entertain you, to give you information. And if anybody wants to give me a call, Sky's under the weather today, so she wasn't able to join me. But if you want to call in, if you need some insight on any specific situation, please feel free to give me a call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Also, if you want a private reading from myself, I can record the session, whether it be in person or over the phone. And my number, my personal number to get a private reading is 877-ANGEL-02. 877-ANGEL-02. And I want you to check out my website. I have a very cool website that I'm very, very proud of. And go to artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And you get a chance to see what the face looks like behind the voice. And I got some really, really cool videos that I posted up there on YouTube. So check it out. I promise you will not be disappointed. I'm telling you. I never lie to you. So, any case, this segment is about nurturing. And I wanted to talk about the importance of nurturing, you know, your kids, nurturing your loved ones. And, I got a very important message for Karina, our last caller, so hopefully she's still listening. I looked at my other angel cards, and the angel cards literally said to me that if you communicate, and I think if you went to counseling together, that you learn to look at each other's point of view, that your relationship is going to do much, much better. And I really feel like it really can do better. You know, I was getting mixed messages before. And so, like I said, I feel like your relationship is salvageable, that it just needs a little more communication and trying to understand each other's point of view. You know, it's really weird because love is the most beautiful thing that God has created. And yet it's such an energy that people are so afraid of. And the reason why I believe people are afraid of love is because it makes you feel very vulnerable. And, you know, people don't like to feel vulnerable. You know, they don't like to be taken advantage of. They don't like to be hurt. And, you know, when you're expressing love and you want to feel love at such a very high level, well, most of the times, if not all the times, you have to risk it all to have it all. And, you know, a lot of people go into relationships, you know, with such high defensive walls that they're not allowing true love to enter into the relationship because they're being so defensive. And it's a shame. Or, you know, what happens is that because you were hurt in a previous relationship, you are taking it out on your new relationship, or you're not performing at your best of how you would naturally be because of your past relationship. So you stop performing at your best as an individual person or as a partner because of what your past did to you. And sometimes it's not even about just your partner. It could be about your best friends. It could be from your parents, from your family members. And it's a shame that people, you know, allow themselves to be conditioned based on their past. And I believe that when you have a really hard experience from your past where you've been jabbed and ridiculed or hurt, that you take that experience and learn from it. Now, of my experience from my past, that I've experienced watching and experiencing so much pain from being in the same household with my parents, that my father was so emotionally abusive, not just to my mother, but also, you know, to me and my brothers, but mostly to my mother, that, you know what, he taught us what love was not. And, you know, to experience that kind of pain, I'm just extremely very sensitive to it. And I believe that's why, I really believe that's why I'm gifted the way I am, as far as to understand people's vulnerabilities and to understand people on a deep level, even without them saying anything. Intuitively, I'm so sensitive that I get messages on how to give people their power back to themselves. And to me, that's extremely important. Because when I see somebody hurting, which is just about all my clients, not every single one of them, but, you know, but when somebody is hurting, especially in a relationship, you know, it takes a strong toll. And we've all experienced this, you know, and it could cause a lot of people to go into depression. It could cause people to become very angry and very bitter. And the sad thing is that experience took away the best of who you are. And so what I've learned is that all the pain that I saw my father deliver and that I've experienced other people deliver to other people, I would never want to be that kind of person to be belligerent towards somebody, to be really angry and to take out all my anger towards somebody. I would never do that. Now, have I hurt people from my actions? I 100% have. I have definitely hurt people from me being me. From me making my own personal choices, I have definitely hurt somebody. I have hurt a lot. I have hurt, yes, I've hurt people in my past. But that's because I didn't meet up to their personal expectations. But when my personal needs aren't being met, okay, and I'm taking a huge hit, there's only so much a person could take until you say, you know what, enough is enough. And, you know, I've been in past relationships where I have personally tried to explain exactly what is upsetting to me or what bothers me. And if the adjustment has not been made, then there's only so much time that I could take until I say, you know what, I've had enough. And I've done that a few times in my life. But then again, I've also had relationships that I still have that are super wonderful. We have this, you know, dynamite chemistry and wonderful, you know, great times with each other. And you take the good with the bad, and there is compromise, and you're not always going to be at the top of your game, and there are going to be crappy moments, you know, but that's all about love, and you learn to work for it. You learn to deal with it. But if you start to grow in a different direction than your partner, where the both of you clearly want something different than the other person, and then you start to try to change the person, that's the big thing. When you start to change your partner and you want them to be how you want them to be, or they want you to be how they want you to be, and then all of a sudden you start having different interests in life, you know, and that's not always a fun experience. But, you know, there are times where, you know, when you could, you know, if you're smart enough to go to counseling with your partner, and then you could try to understand each other's point of view. Because there have been times where I have definitely, you know, expressed my point of view, but they didn't see it from my perspective. They only saw it just from their perspective. And, you know, and they will yell at me or say I'm very selfish, because I want what I want. And you want to know something? I praise and I preach to people all the time. Yes, it is good to be selfish, but selfish in self-love. You know, you don't always have to try to please everybody. You know, it's more important that you please yourself. And I feel like when you are pleasing yourself and when you are at the top of your game, making yourself happy and you're nurturing yourself, then you could be at your best by being a catapult, by being somebody fantastic and wonderful to other people, because you have this pure love for yourself, and now you can share this love with others. And we're going to be talking more about this in just a moment. So we got to go to another commercial break, and time is just flying by today, I tell you. So stick around, everybody, because me, myself, and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
London town's a go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ. reception, a glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, will you just fight by? Fear. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy.
Time.
Oh my God, how true are those words? You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. And what an amazing song that is. It's such a cool song. I love hearing songs like that. And you know what? They don't write songs like they used to. You know, there's a lot of great songs where there's so many beautiful metaphors that describe the situation rather than just, you know, singing it black and white. It is what it is as far as the words that come out of these performers. But what you know when there's a great song from the past when a lot of people of today are wanting to replay or redo their rendition of a song that was just so powerful and so beautiful. Now, I wanted to elaborate just a little bit. Then I'm going to take a caller from Franklin. I wanted to elaborate as far as what I said before. When I was, you know, being selfish and self-love in my past, you know, now my mom was, she passed away a few years ago. And growing up throughout my entire life, she was, and still is, my number one person in the whole world. And, you know, she just taught me everything what love is as far as being unconditional and as far as being funny and compassionate and caring and giving. My father had some of those qualities, but very much so on the surface level, whereas my mother was as deep can go. And as much as I loved my mother, and she was in a really bad relationship with my dad, she should have left. You know, they were married 63 years. She hung in there about 62 too long. But anyway, that was her choice. And, you know, she always said, well, I wouldn't have had you boys. And I said, I would have followed you. So I wasn't worried about that. So now, you know, I was raised in a Jewish family, and I've said this story quite a few times before in previous shows. And as much as I love my mother, and she said to me, you know, because when I got a divorce, so I have to explain the premise. So, you know, I was going through a divorce process, my first marriage. And after my first marriage and I got a divorce, and, you know, that was devastating to her. And my parents and everybody wanted us to stay together. We were the perfect couple, everyone's expectations, yada, yada, yada. But I knew it wasn't right. And so a few months later, I had another talk with my mom, and I said, Mom, I said, I met this one girl, and you're going to love her to death. And, of course, her first words were, is she Jewish? And I said, no. And she said, do you know the kind of crap? And she said, and I'm saying it nicely, she said, do you know the kind of crap that your father's going to give me by you doing this? And I said, I do understand that, Mom, but you want to know something? I'm not responsible for your happiness. I said, that's your choice to be with him. I'm not doing this to hurt you. I said, even though I know this is the ramification to some family members or whatever, but I'm doing it because this is what feels right in my heart. And she says, you're 100% right. I'll deal with it. And she did. And of course, my father, you know, gave my mom a lot of grief. It was all her fault. That's what fathers do. That's what parents do. You know, when your kid does great, that's my kid. When your kid screws up, that's their kid. It's a human thing that we all do. So they want to take credit, you know, when credit's due, but not when the bad stuff happens, you know. And so afterwards, you know, a few years down the road, after I got married for the second time, you know, my mom saw how happy I was and how happy, you know, my wife was at the time who I was married to. And she says, Art, she says, I got to give you a lot of credit. She goes, I wish I had the courage to do what you did. I really do. And she goes, but I'm happy that you're happy. And, you know, so, you know, even though my actions hurt other people, it's not the intention to outright attack somebody. But when you don't meet up to other people's expectations, that's where a lot of pain comes in. And my mom taught me that, Art, if you don't place expectations upon other people, if you don't place high expectations upon other people, then you can never get hurt. And so I took heed to that. And so I've learned to try to be as personally codependent on myself and not so much as others. But when you're at your job and you're in a healthy relationship, yeah, there are natural expectancies upon one another where you do have expectations when you're in a healthy relationship. But when somebody is consistently letting you down, or it's their nature to constantly be a certain way, and it's not a pleasant thing, then why are you always putting your eggs in their basket expecting different results? And you're setting yourself up for a big letdown. So people who consistently let you down and you're always being hurt, it's also your fault as much as theirs, because you're setting yourself up. So, you know, it's a shame that, you know, people have to learn these hard lessons like that. But I get it. I really do. I get it. And now, because of my personal experiences, I'm able to understand a lot of painful experiences, might I add. I'm able to understand people on a very deep level because I can relate to what they're saying. But I just don't give advice based on my personal experiences. I listen to the spiritual world. They give me the answers, and then I could feel what they're giving me, the answers, and then I can relate to what the people are going through, which helps me understand them more and to help, you know, people get past their pain, whether to try to make things better or to know when to bow out. So this is a personal choice that we all have to go through. But it stinks when people are going through codependencies, and, you know, where they're codependent because of financially or emotionally, and, you know, and people fall into this trap a lot all the time. And then they're screwed based on they chose to give up their power to someone else that makes them or breaks them. And it's usually not most of the time in the pleasant way. So, but when it works out, hey, great. You know, not all marriages suck. No, there's a lot of marriages that I know that are very healthy and good and stuff like that too, and relationships. So, but listen, I did say I was going to take on another caller, and I am, and I apologize for going a little over, but I promise you, Allie, I am going to get to you as soon as this next commercial break, because we got to go to a commercial break. All right, everyone, stick around, because me, myself, and I, Artie and Arthur, we're all going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white, just a jackknife.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Sugar.
So that was the Archies, everybody. One time, they were it. They were the bomb. They were the cool thing, the Archies. And that was from a cartoon, and it was awesome. Loved it. And so any case, but like I promised, we have Allie, I believe, from Franklin. Is that it, Bri?
Franklin Park. You're right, Artie.
Cool.
Hi, Artie.
Hey, sweetheart, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
So far, so good. So far, so good. I've been going through a lot of growth spurts over the last month, 2 months or so. But feeling good, I am. What can I do you for? Did anything personally hit home with you as far as my conversation?
Say that again?
Has anything hit home with you personally? This conversation of my show.
Yeah, there are things, yes, always. I find your show very interesting.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. What can I do you for, Allie?
Okay, I want to know what I can expect in the area of my love life.
What can you expect in the area of your love life, as far as a new partner or as far as an existing relationship?
New partner. I'm dating, but it's you know, just dating socially, you know, nothing there. So I want to know if you see a new partner coming along.
Okay, hold on just a second. And as far as a new partner coming along, I definitely say a yes. And that's only because the angel cards are showing me this. So right now, in just a moment, you're going to think I'm really, really crazy when I say this, but there's something about the art world where I see you meeting somebody. There's something artsy-fartsy about this person who I see you meeting, whether you're going to an art festival, a Renaissance festival, you're going to a bunch of shops where there's a bunch of boutique shops, but it's very art-oriented. It could be a craft show. For some reason, I'm getting a very, very interesting thought of you having a great conversation with somebody. He's got facial hair too. He's got either like a beard or a goatee, and it's going to happen around some kind of an art festival. It could also be a music festival, but it's something with the arts. And so if you could go on any Match.coms or any sites that represent music or art, this is, believe it or not, where you're going to end up meeting this person or at a festival. But it's around the art area. He has darker hair. He might have salt and pepper hair, but he definitely has dark hair. And, you know, in my eyes mind, I see him with brown eyes. He has a very festive personality also, and he's much more outgoing than you are as far as his personality goes. Hold on a second. You're going to see that when you get to know this fella, he's going to be showing off some pieces of artwork or some collectibles that he has that's on his wall. Hold on a second. Now, the person I'm describing, do I feel like this is going to be the love of a lifetime? I'm not sure about that. Is it going to be incredible chemistry and infatuation at first? I'm definitely getting that.
Okay.
But as far as being attracted to one another, and as far as the sense of humor, he tends to joke around a lot more than you.
What can you tell me about the one I'm dating right now? Is there anything going to happen between, you know, I am seeing somebody, but I want to know if it's going to go anyplace or not.
Hold on just a second, and let me ask the angel card. Could you do me a favor and just give me the initials of the person that you are seeing?
Sure,
J-H. Okay.
The first name is J and the last name is H.
That's very good. Hold on a second. Is this going anywhere? You want to know something? If this, if you allow yourself, if this relationship allows itself to be more spontaneous, it's definitely going to be a great relationship. It could manifest into more than what it is. You just, if you allow this relationship to fall into a rut and you're just like hanging out and really not doing much, then this relationship has literally next to nothing to offer you. It's all about going out and doing fun stuff with not just yourselves, but with also other friends or family members. But that's what's going to keep that relationship going. If he just chooses just to hang back and not do nothing or vice versa, then no. I don't see that. Okay. Now, is one of you like more outgoing? The other one just likes to hang back all the time?
No, we're both outgoing. It's just that his daughter moved back in home with him with her two kids. And in my opinion, I don't think it's going to go any place now that she's living with him with the two girls.
That who's living with who with the two girls?
His daughter moved back into living with him and the two grandchildren, the two daughter, the two girls. They're living with him now since last July, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'll put it this way. It definitely puts a damper on your personal life at home. And this is where I saw the rut coming in because of being held back more at home. So it is going to put a damper in it. So it just depends what you know, does a relationship hold enough merit for it to sustain itself? Yes. But as far as will it be personally satisfying, I'm not sure if it's going to satisfy you, but unfortunately, I got to go to a break right now. I'm running way late. So stick around, everybody, because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
And my time was running wild in me in dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change
it. It's gonna have to be a different man. Thou may change me. Sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes. Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next to men. Thou may change me. You can't twist time. Strange fascination.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And that was Changes by David Bowie. And what a great gift he was to human mankind with all his beautiful music. And, I can't say enough about the wonderful gift of music that God has given everybody. It soothes us. It nurtures us. And this part of our segment, this part of my segment, is about nurturing, and it's very important to try to nurture someone and to build their soul, that when somebody is hurting, whether it be a close friend or a family member, and if you know that they're hurting, rather than telling them everything that they're doing wrong, it would be more beneficial to let them know that everything's going to be okay, and you know, give them a reminder of their positive attributes and that they can do it and that they could get ahead. And, you know, some people just need that little extra oomph, you know, to show that you care and that you do things for them that you know that they would appreciate, and you do it for them without them even asking. And I personally have a habit of taking mental notes of what makes people happy, besides millions of dollars. little things that I know would make someone happy, and to go out and do it for them, where most people wouldn't do that for them, but to think heads up on their behalf. And, I don't know. It just fulfills my heart. It makes me very happy when I can make somebody else happy. And, you know, again, when you take time to let someone know how much you care by going above and beyond. If you do something too often all the time, then you have a habit of it becomes expected or it's not appreciated as much. It's like giving somebody flowers every single day. If you do it once in a great blue moon, it's appreciated because it's every so often. It's not like, you know, it's you do it every once in a while, and it's like, you know, it's like, wow, this is great. You know, hardly ever anyone does it to them. But all of a sudden, if they constantly are receiving all these gifts, like we do to our children, and you have a habit of spoiling your kids, and you give them everything they want all the time, they become the biggest demanding SOBs that we ever met. And we've created these monster children. And so they expect to be treated like the king or queen that they are, that you've raised them to be. Because any time that they complain or wah, it's like, you know, they get what they want. And so people don't realize that when you give to children or you give to anybody, every single time they whine or complain, and then you do what you can to try to make them happy, what you're doing is you're teaching them that while I'm complaining, I've just realized, like, when I complain or I have a puss on my face, they're going to do what I want. And so you're creating a habit within this person because you've conditioned them that way. So rather than rewarding your kids or your partner when they're acting nasty, you know, to try to make them happy, then, you know, why don't you do the opposite? Take away from them, pull back, you know, and when someone's doing good by you or by themselves, then it's rewarded. But because somebody's feeling miserable and they're being angry and they're being extremely, you know, just a mean person or not a nice person, and they're not really showing any appreciation or very little appreciation whatsoever, then it's like, what's the incentive of trying to make them happy? You know, you want to, you know, nurture other people, absolutely, you know, to help bring their spirits up. But unfortunately, there are people who also use their poor conditions to their benefit. You know, people say that they want to get better, but they don't always want to get better because when they feel like poo-poo caca or they're always sick or, you know, even our elderly, they say they want to get better, but this is what gives them purpose. And people will visit them or people will ask them, how are you doing? And, you know, it's attention. And it gives them purpose to go to the doctors or go here or go there or whatever. But, you know, it gets a little crazy. But nurturing is always a positive thing to give, but allow yourself to receive also, right? You don't always have to be the giver. You're allowed to receive. You are allowed to be nurtured. Okay, allow yourself to be nurtured because it feels really, really good, all right? And, you know, when somebody does something for you when they don't expect it, you put a smile in their soul and in their heart, and it means a lot. And sometimes if it's not always expressed of gratuity, just know that you are making a difference. And so don't stop being that wonderful person. All right. Don't stop being that caring, loving person. Just always put your best foot forward and share that love. And I just want to say before I end the segment now, before I end the show, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And just know that your guardian angels are always around you and that the Holy Spirit does listen to you. Just communicate your thoughts, and I promise you, they will pull through for you, okay? So have a beautiful week, everybody, and until next week, you take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.